Good morning and welcome to the Ask in Faith prayer conference call. My name is Laura and I bring you greetings from Beloved Ministries, whose visionary and founder is the Rev. Tell Me Something Good, D. Hill. Well, this week we are on thankfulness. We're just praising God and just thanking Him for all that we have, Lord God, and just for just being able to wake up every morning knowing that He is our God and Savior. So we're going to, I'm just going to bring you a devotional. It's called Tilling the Soil of the Heart, Thankfulness by the Denison Ministries. And this is just in part. Thankfulness is one of the most powerful tools in making our hearts both soft to the seed of God's word and filled with abundant joy. Thanksgiving aligns our thoughts and emotions with the reality of God's goodness in a world warped with lies about the character of God. The Bible is laden with commands to be thankful. Ephesians 5:20 tells us to be given thanks always and for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Philippians 4:6 tells us, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. You see, it's important to understand that the Bible does not suggest that we give thanks, but rather commands us to always be thankful. And in God's command, He reveals His heart. So take time today to reflect on the faithful and loving character of your Heavenly Father. Allow His goodness to cause thankfulness to well up within you. May your time be guided by prayer, be filled with a transformative encounter with God, and cultivate good soil that bears fruit of an abundant life. Amen. And let us pray. Father God, yes, we are so thankful. You tell us to be thankful in all situations, Father God, and to have a gracious heart, Father God. So we just come to you this morning to thanking you for bringing us into your fold, Father God. For you called us, Father God. We did not call you. So we are thankful to be counted among your adopted, counted to be part of your family, Father God. We are so grateful for the ability to wake up this morning, for having a restful sleep. Father God, thank you for our sound minds and our sound bodies, Father God. And yes, we are declaring a sound mind and sound bodies, Father God, because although we may be confused, or Father, although we may have limited mobility, we know that you are in charge and with you all things are possible. So thank you, Father God. Thank you for never leaving us nor forsaking us. We just thank you in all our situations, Father God, from having homes, Father God. We thank you for just the roof over our heads, Father God. And Father God, our homes may not be filled with a lot of stuff, Father God, but we are thank you for our needs being met. We thank you for the employment, Father God. Thank you for our jobs. Thank you for being able to just go to and fro work, Father God, to be productive in our society, Father God, to make a difference in whatever jobs that we are doing, Lord God. Father God, we just thank you for retirement income. Father God, whether it is a little or a lot, we are just thankful for the opportunity to be able to rest in you, Father God, the opportunity to be able to put the working from behind us, Father God. Put that in our path, Father God, so that we can do more for your kingdom. Yes, you have freed up more time for us to work in your kingdom, to be better servant disciples, Father God. So we are just thankful for that. We are thankful, Father God, for our ability to think rationally, even though at times we may not, Father God. But we thank you for the ability to know that as we rest in you, Father God, as we rest our mind on you, Lord God, we know that we can think rationally. We can make better decisions, Father God. So we are just thankful for that. We are thankful, Father God, that you have encouraged us to be better prayer, to be better in prayer, Lord God, and to have prayer partners, Lord God. We are thank you for encouraging us to have a better prayer life, Father God. Help us just be able to thank you through all things, Father God. Let us be able to have a deeper relationship with you, Father God. We are just thankful for the times where you sit us still, Lord God, where we can do nothing but just wait on you, Father God, to talk to you, Father God, to have a relationship with you, Father God. So we are just so thankful. Father God, we know that you are Prince, Father God. We know that you are King, Father God. We know that without you, there is no reason for us to be able to move to and fro on this earth, Father God. So we are just thankful, Father. We sit in thankfulness, Father God. Please continue to touch our hearts to be more loving, to be more like your Son, Christ Jesus, to be more kind, Father God. Let the fruit of the Spirit just show in everything that we do. Let us be kind. Let us be patient. Let us be long-suffering, Father God. For we know that our kingdom is eternal. But, Father God, we know as we wait for that day when we are called home that there are chores for us to do here on this earth, Father God. There are things you want us to do, Father God. We are to proclaim your word, Lord God, and we are thankful for that. We are thankful for the ability to share. To share you, Father God, to share our experiences, to share the good news of your Son, Christ Jesus, Lord God. So, yes, Lord God, we are just thankful. We are so thankful, Father God. And we are just thankful as we lift up these prayers that are on our prayer list this morning. We are praying for travel mercies for Jeanette and her mother, Era. We are also praying travel mercies for Rev D's family, the Hill family, and for Deborah Briscoe. So, Father God, we are just asking that you have a hand on the traveling routes of those lifted up in prayer, Father God. We ask that you clear the way, Father God, for those who are driving. Let there be good driver decisions, Father God. Let those driving be not only defensive but offensive drivers, Father God. So we pray for everyone on the road. We pray for safe travelers to and fro, Father God. We pray for those who may be traveling by the airways, Father God, or through the trains, Father God. We just ask that whoever is commanding those instruments of travel, Lord God, that they have clear mind, Father God, that they are attentive, that they are alert, Father God, that they make good decisions as the pilots fly the planes, Father God, as the air traffic controllers monitor the flight patterns, Lord God. We are praying for those who are driving the trains, Father God, whether it's Amtrak, or even if it's the subway, any form of travel, Father God, let them be alert. Let them know what they're doing. Let there be no mistakes whatsoever, Father God. We are counting on you to bring our loved ones and family members to their destination safely, Father God, and back. So, Father God, this is the travel season, Father God. There will be more persons on the road, Father God, or just traveling in general. So we just ask for your covenant protection, Father God. We ask that you lift up a standard of protection around everyone as they are traveling, Father God. And we also just pray that they have a great time with family or friends, Father God. This is the season of Thanksgiving, and so let us be able to just be thankful to be around our loved ones and for those who we can just have just daily conversations with, Father God. And let us at those times also just bring up your name, Father God. Speak about your goodness, Lord God. So we are just grateful for all of the travel mercies that you are bestowing on those who we have lifted up, Father God. And we are also praying this morning for Tracy Marlborough, for Loretta Wilson, for Louise from Mount Bethel Church, and for Sister Inez Braxton, Father God. We are lifting them up, Father God, in prayer. For you know what their health issues are, Father God. You know what their illnesses are. But we believe you, Father God, as a healer, Father God. Your word says that you will sustain us on our sick beds and restore us from our beds of illness, Father God. So we're just asking that you cover and protect Tracy, Loretta, Louise, and Sister Inez in their time of need, Father God. Father, we ask that you provide healing, Father God, supernatural healing to each and every one of these women, Father God. Help them in their rehabilitation, Father God. Bring them back to a state of wellness, Lord God. And yes, Lord God, we believe it in you because we know all things are possible through you, Father God. We know that you hear us in our distress, Father God. We know that you hear them in their distress. So, Father God, we're just asking that you just lay your hands on them. Let there be healing from the top of their heads to the bottom of their feet, Lord God. We are believing in you, and we lift them up in prayer this morning. And, Father God, we are also just praying for those who ministered yesterday. We are praying for restoration and rest of those who brought forth the word on yesterday, Lord God. Give them today a time to just meditate on you, Father God. Restore them, Father God. Restore all that was taken from them as they brought forth the word yesterday, as they fed your sheep, Father God. So give them rest. Give them protection, Father God. Cover their mind, bodies, and soul, Father God. Yes, and we lift these prayers up to you this morning in thankfulness, Father God, in thankfulness. So, Father God, as we go about our day, we are just so grateful for you and for your Son, Father God. And we are thankful for the Holy Spirit that lives within us, Lord God. So we just lift up this prayer to you in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. So thank you for joining us today at Asking Faith Prayer Line. Please join us every Monday at 6:30 a.m. as we ask, seek, and knock. Go believing that God has heard us and he will answer. Our playback number for this prayer is 520-636-4582, and the passcode is 8277806#. Please send your prayer request to our email address, which is askinfaithprayers@gmail.com. And remember to visit Beloved's website at belovedministryny.com for all our events. I am going to unmute the line so that we can greet one another.